Welcome to the Way of God. I am Pastor Abraham of Badare. I've always told you that the Way of God is the Word of God. So I hope you enjoy the Word of God as we share together today. I am glad to have with me one more time the man of God all the way from Nigeria. He is the chaplain of a great university, Afe Babalola University, in the western region of Nigeria, in the person of Reverend Victor Ario. We bless the Lord for you.
Thank God.
Thank you for joining us again on this program.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. It's been a blessing that we receiving from the Lord as Reverend Ario is sharing with us from his own experience working for the Lord in a higher institution. He's an author of this book here that I have in my hand. What in the world are you doing? What in the world are you doing? Principles of making impact in life and ministry. Principles of making impact in life and ministry. And this is going to be a continuation of the topic we were sharing, love. It's in your book here. You speak of courage, you speak of hope, gratitude as the principles, contentment, which I gravitate toward. It's a big deal for me if one could have that spirit of contentment. Maybe if God grants grace, we could talk about that. Friendship, purpose, ambition, joy, vision, holiness, and all the other. But from the one we were talking about the last time, love, I'd like us to dig a little bit deeper into that. That is chapter 10 of your book here, love. And as we looked into 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that you cited, that love is patient, love is kind. Tell us about this one. Love does not boast. What does boasting have to do with love? 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is telling me that love does not boast. Can you fit that? Love doesn't boast. What's that?
Yes. Love is a strong weapon in the hand of any Christian to fight the battle of life. Yes. Somebody that is beating you, somebody that is using all manner of weapons against you, the only weapon you can use to fight back as a woman, maybe that's your husband. Your husband is beating you, is maiming you. You can use love to fight back. You can ask me how. Love is another word for God. Those who trust in the name of the Lord will always win all battles of life. If you don't know what to use to fight back or to respond to your husband, you can use love. I'm sure, even though he's fighting you, even though he's beating you, even though he doesn't stay at home, if you can go extra mile, if you are willing to show him that love, I'm sure you will win him back to the Lord. Now, love is not boastful. Another word for somebody to be boastful is pride. When you are proud, so love will not make you to be proud. You need to be humble. Love will make you to be humble. No matter what you have, maybe it's connection, it's your academic attainment, is your wealth, is the connection you have, love will not make you to be thinking about those things, but to put your mind in God. Because you know all those things that you have, is through God that you have them.
I'll just piggyback on what Rev just said. 2 points. He said, even though he's beating you or she's beating you, or we are not here promoting violence in the home. That's not what we're saying. We're not here saying just keep mute, let him kill you or let her. No. That is not what we're teaching here. The authorities are there to help us with that. But we're saying that certain situations will not even need to get to the authorities if we can knit it at the butt, right at the beginning, right there, such that if someone is not showing you love, you can win their love through God, right? God is love, right? The fact that this person is not being fair to you, okay, they don't want to share their money with you, they don't want to do this, they don't want to do that. You, because you love the Lord, you seek the face of the Lord, and the Lord will give you the way out. He will give you the pattern of life to begin to show this person that I'm not going to dish back to you what you're giving to me. I'm going to be fair to you. You're not fair to me, but I'm going to be fair to you. You're not praying for me, but I'm going to pray for you. You don't wish me well, but I have no evil thought against you. That's what we're teaching here. We're not asking that you wait until somebody brings a gun and shoots you. That's not what we're teaching here. We're teaching that the love of God, if you have it, will radiate through you to help change someone who hates. And they will become a lover instead of a hater, right? As a matter of fact, when we were our forefathers were fighting through the periods of segregation, and they used love to win hate. That's one thing that I just wanted to settle that in your heart right there. And I think you mentioned we're talking about love isn't proud, right? To say that truly, if you love me, yes, you are in a high place, and I'm not there yet. You're not going to boast about it such that I now start feeling jealous or envious. That's how to love me in that setting, right? You're not going to put it in my face as if I'm never going to make it, right? You are the it now, right? Love doesn't do that, right? That's what it means right there, that love is not boastful. Love isn't exhibiting pride, because once you have become whatever you become, and then you're just shoving it down my throat as if I can't be who you are, then I begin to resent you. I begin to not like, and then here comes friction, here comes misunderstanding, here comes fighting, right? But if you truly love me, all you're going to do with your high position, your high class, your high status, is that you're going to look for every way to put me up. That's love. You're going to look for every way to show me the way. That's how to be humble with all you got. I hope.
In addition to that, when we look at God, because it's a yastic, it's a role model.
He is our role model.
Yeah, it's up there. Even though it's up there, he decided to come down. To bring us to his place. He didn't say, I'm up there, you are down there, here with you. But he came down to come and die for us.
Amen.
And that is love that we are talking about. Even though we are up there, we are more connected, we are more blessed, but we can look down at those people who are of other side.
That means love is humble.
Love is humble.
So, listen, what we're getting here suggests that we're not talking about love on the bed. Forget that.
Yeah.
we're not talking about love because she's my sister. No, no. We're talking about love that is protecting others. You're protecting the mind of other people. Mm. Love that, you know, I love this. I always talk about Jesus Christ as the one who loves the least. I love it. I always talk about that. The one who is so high, yet he's lowly enough to come talk to you and talk to me. Who are we? For God Himself to want to dwell among us. That's love. That is love. That is a high God with no pride in Him. So if God is our role model, and if we have the mind of Christ in us, then we want to do what God would do. God will come down. You would come down. I would come down. Yeah? Christ will leave all He got and come deal with people like you and like me. While we were yet sinners, the Bible said, Christ died for us. Yeah, we who are so full of sins. So in whatever status you, so you will come down. You will remember the poor. I would remember the poor. We will remember the widow. We will remember the lowly. Those who are of low estate, we will remember them. We will not cast anyone out. That is love that is shown in humility. Love is in pride.
You are right, sir. I think this is a sound of warning. To our political leaders, that they should not. We know that they are there, but they should not stay there. Let them think of the underdog. Let them think of people who don't have. Let them think of those who have lost hope. To give them hope, they should know that God is with those people. If they are looking for God, they should not think that they are going to find God in cathedral. But they are with those. God is with those people.
Wow,
those poor. Let them reach out to them. And that's love that we are talking about.
We heard that, right? We heard that. You got political clout. You've got you're this and you're that. You got money. You're in control. You got a lot of people working for you and all of that. The man of God just said that you can find God in that poor woman on the street who has no place to sleep tonight. There is God in her. Remember her. What is it in your capacity that you can do to make sure that she's not homeless tonight? What is it in your capacity that you can do to ensure that someone is receiving justice?
Yes.
Our Christ is a Christ who would fight for justice.
Yes.
That woman was caught in sin, sure. She was caught in sin. But Jesus will say, you who have never sinned in your life, be the first one to cast a stone. Right? Because that woman was not going to have justice if you left it to the people. They wanted to kill her, but leave the man. What happened to the man? The man also was part of the sin. But they want to kill the woman and leave the man. But Jesus will say, no, justice. Number one, if you've never sinned, go ahead and kill her. Number two, where is the man too? If we're going to kill somebody, let's kill them both. Justice. Jesus would say, I see love here. We're talking about love as a principle of making impact in life. Love as a principle of making impact in life. Jesus would say, when I was hungry, you fed me. Connecting with the hungry people. When I was in prison. Can you imagine Jesus caring about prisoners? That's love. Because I'm thinking, naturally, if people go to jail, if they are in prison, then we write them off. Mm. They're no good, they can't make it, they're no good. But we see love saying, visit the prisoner. Mm. Go share the gospel with the prisoner. Give hope to the prisoner. That is love. Mm. I don't know. Let me just stop. go ahead.
In fact, we can't finish this topic in a day, because love is so wide, it's so deep, and the more we are discussing about it, the more it's touching my heart. Mm. The more I'm seeing how I need to love more, to love people. Mm. The more, because God is love. I wish that our political leaders can visit prisons and probably stay there. Wow. Overnight. Wow. And see how it is for me. Yeah, I know a political leader, Baku, who said he's trying to restructure prison system. Probably he believes that one day it's going to come there. Yeah. So our leaders should begin to think about that. Love those people that ordinarily we don't think about, we don't talk about, we don't even want to have anything to do with. And I think as we are doing that, God will be happy with us and he'll be glad that we are doing this way. Especially now that the political tension is very high in America.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think our leaders should, because we don't know if this message can get across to them. Let them think about what they are going to do for the people who are poor. Mm. Not what they are going to do for their pocket, for their purses, but what they are going to do for the poor. Because when they do that, they are doing that for God, not for the people alone, but they are doing that for God, because God is right there with them.
Amen.
That is love.
That is love. That takes us to another level of trying to define love here, that when those who are in power or those who are fortunate to be in a position to help others, when they do help others, they are actually doing something for God.
God, yes.
Yeah. That's the word. Sometimes we think it's just for that person. Oh, I'm just helping that guy out. But actually, each time you take that step, you are actually doing something for God. You are actually exhibiting the character of God, which is called love. God is love. And we who claim to be his children must also be love, exhibit love. And we're defining love according to what we read in the scripture, saying that love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious, and it is not boastful. Yeah, very interesting. Well, I don't know. Let's see. Maybe our time will let us just look at another one. We're still in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where the word love is defined to us. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs.
Yes.
Love keeps no record of wrongs. Oh boy. Love keeps no record of wrongs. If I don't keep record of wrong, how am I going to prove myself that I'm the one who's right? Mm. And they're the one who've been wronging me. Mm-hmm. Rev, talk about hello. Come on.
That is love for you. Love works not in a conventional way.
Mm.
Conventional ways, you wronged me, I'm going to write it down in my diary. I'm going to put it somewhere that when else you do something like that, I'm going to say that's what you did yesterday. But Bible is saying no. You forget about it, you forget about it. And that's love for you. You don't keep record, you don't keep malice. You don't put people in your mind, don't say that's what you did yesterday, that's how you did it yesterday. No. You forget about it. And that is love. That is love in practicality. That is love in demonstration. That is God's kind of love. If every time that we wrong God, God just bring armor to knock us down, then I don't think anybody will be living today. He doesn't do that. He doesn't knock us every day, every time we commit sin. Rather, his love overrules. His love doesn't look at all those things, because he loves us even more than we love ourselves. And that is love. Even as husband and wife, it's not every time your husband done something, you write it somewhere in your diary. Today, he didn't greet me well. Yeah, you write it. The other time, he left home without saying bye to me. You write that one. You are going to have encyclopedia.
Not only encyclopedia, though, one may have a heart attack.
Yeah.
One may develop high blood pressure. Mm. One may, some wrong is going to happen to that, to that person, because all the record of what's not right is all I'm keeping. That's all I'm seeing. That's all I'm feeding myself with, right? So not only is a book of wrongdoings going to be this big, but God in his wisdom said, you're going to fall sick. You're going to have, something's going to go wrong with you. But turn that around for a minute. And see yourself forgetting and not keeping record of the wrong. See yourself as looking forward to the good. See yourself getting excited by the good that comes. Yeah? Then we're going to see that we can actually live lives that are fulfilled. Yeah. Love does not keep record of the wrongs that our spouse or our child or our co-worker or somebody does. You don't want to kill yourself by keeping records of wrong. And each time we're keeping that, we're also saying that I'm always right. They wrong, I'm right. And that in itself is pride.
Yes.
That in itself is pride.
Even for you to say you are right, is sin for you. Because Bible says there's nobody who is good except God in heaven. The purpose of this broadcast, it's not just for us to talk about the theology of love, but for us to put it into practice.
Yes.
We should learn how to put that into practice. Let's go and learn how to love. It's not only when it is easy. If it is easy, God will have told us that it is easy. Just go and love. It's not easy, but you go and do that. Go and put it into practice, and you will see how our life will be good.
Wow. Well, this brings us to the end of this broadcast. We're just going to share with you a word of prayer. Father, Lord, we thank you for everyone who has been a part of this broadcast by way of television, by way of radio, somehow that they have heard this word, oh God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that grace to love. To love like you love.
Yes.
That we have such grace. We receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord God Almighty, grace to not become proud.
Yes.
Grace to not start recording all the errors of other people in our mind. Sometimes we don't record them on paper, but in our mind we keep them.
Yes.
And we treat people because based on how they what wrong they have done. We pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That any one of us has been keeping wrong records of wrongdoings of other people, you deliver us from this character, oh God.
Amen.
Set us free, oh God.
Amen.
That we begin to love others, even the unlovable, oh God.
Lord.
We know only through your grace this can be done.
Yes,
your grace is sufficient for us.
Yes.
We bless your holy name. Thank you, Most High God.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.